Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone with me now, Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well this evening. Thank you so much. A lot we can talk to you about. Let's kick off with a couple of things right away. Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal changes revenue sharing as we now know it, and the amounts are sometimes uncertain at best, and this time they really will be.
Yes. The budget overall is double-barreled trouble for cities. And Lansing, of course, is better positioned than many with a AA credit rating. So far, his budget moves us from a $13 million problem to a $20 million problem, a $20 million deficit. If a city like Lansing is staring at a $20 million deficit, I can tell you there are cities all over the state that are in terrible trouble. But the budget provides this 1-2 punch of virtually eliminating revenue sharing, at least in the short term, and then ending many of the incentives that we've relied upon for growth. So it affects us in the here and now, and it threatens our future. You know, it's one thing when you take a setback, when a family or an individual or a city has a setback at a particular time, and they say, well, okay, gosh, it's going to be a tough year, but I see light at the end of the tunnel, which is what the incentives have allowed us to do, because we're building and attracting jobs for the future. This 1-2 punch of eliminating the revenue sharing and eliminating the incentives like the brownfield and the historic tax credit and the mega, it's absolutely stunning. We have created in Lansing over $700 million in new investment in my time as mayor. 7,000 jobs created retained. We've repurposed old schools. You know, much of this has been, you know, we've done press events on it. It's been in the news. Old schools have been repurposed. Old warehouses, contaminated sites have been cleaned up. You know, not just we've got the big glitzy projects on the riverfront, like the accident fund, the old Ottawa Street power station, you know, which is our flagship example, really, where you take an old power station that probably might have been torn down, was vacant for 10 years, now being repurposed for something better. We've got a project in the works at the Knapp Center that is now threatened, the beautiful Knapp Center with the Art Deco, a historic building that could be preserved. Are we going to be better off when those projects can't be done? Are we better off when those buildings are torn down or when a contaminated site sits empty in the middle of a city? That's what we're facing, Cheryl. I can't understand it. I don't see the economic sense. I don't see that creating jobs. We've used these tools. And these tools, there has been bipartisan support, Cheryl, that much of these were created under John Engler. There has been Republicans and Democratic administrations and legislators that have voted for these credits because they work.
Well, and you use the example of the Ottawa Street Station, now the accident fund, a flagship example. That could have easily have gone to another state, and without
absolutely
these credits,
would not happen. And what I cannot understand, what I don't get is, from a financial perspective, we can make the business case for these incentives. We don't give tax dollars away easily. We understand we need every dollar we can get in city government, and we're very careful about how we spend. But these projects would not happen. We don't lose money when we use these incentives. The companies will not come to a contaminated site. Companies will not come to a complicated building like the Ottawa Power Station and say, gosh, let's spend millions of dollars repurposing this thing and let's just pour money into a black hole. Their boards of directors would never approve something like that. So we are leveraging every dollar to get maximum benefit. That's what these incentives were put in place for, because the bottom line, Cheryl, either you're going to rebuild and redevelop brownfield sites, or you're going to be spending in greenfield sites. And when these incentives were put in place, it was designed to help cities, to urban core cities, to get redevelopment in the cities, recognizing that if the cities do not become the hub of the wheel, they'll be the hole in the donut. And if the city is the hole in the donut, then the whole thing falls apart. You know, the spokes fall down. You've got to have a healthy core in order to have a healthy metropolitan region. And these tools have been utilized, and we're getting results. And I think this is a travesty. I think it's a terrible mistake. I'm doing everything I can to convince the governor and convince the legislature to please reconsider this and give us a fighting chance for the future. We're competing with other states and other other countries, for gosh sakes, who will bend over backwards, who will lay out the red carpet for these same companies. The same companies that we won't do anything for now will be going to other states. It's exactly what's happened in the past, and it'll happen again.
If numbers show that these programs work, that these credits and these incentives work, what do you think Governor Snyder and his administration are missing to be pulling back on these and to be pulling them away and eliminating them?
Ah, Cheryl, you have hit on the crux. You've really hit on the question, haven't you? I encourage you to ask that question of the governor. For the life of me, I am mystified. I am stunned, and I am mystified that a man who is trained in accounting, in finance, cannot see this. I'm perplexed. I think it's again, when John Engler first came in, he had this kind of a notion. He was wedded to the notion of a one-size-fits-all, flat rate, simplify the tax system, and that will create the magnet for business to come to Michigan. And it may even sound appealing that, yeah, okay, yes, we should simplify the tax code. Yeah, you know, we should lower the business tax. Yes, something that everybody could. But it's not enough. And about a year and a half into his term, and you can ask John Truscott about this, who's a local PR expert now. He worked for John Engler. About a year and a half into the term, John Engler realized that Indiana and Ohio and other states and other countries were eating our lunch. They were stealing our businesses. It wasn't enough. One size does not fit all. And that's when John Engler himself went back and created the MEGA, the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, and expanded the efforts taken on by the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And many of these tools that we use, he brought in Doug Rothwell. And many of the tools that we use now were created during the Engler administration. So this is like back to the future. Once again, we have a governor who believes, who has almost kind of a religious conviction about economic development, feels it should be done one way. And I just think I think it's wrong. I mean, our experience shows it. It's proven in Detroit, in cities all over this state. There are mayors who use these tools, who put them to work to bring redevelopment to areas which otherwise would be dormant.
Do you have the governor's ear to speak with him about these issues and the people that need to hear this?
I spoke with him 3 weeks before, 2.5 weeks before he gave the budget. We are speaking to his people. We're trying to reach out. And the other problem is, Cheryl, I mean, I think they're lumping in this credit with a lot of other credits. You know, the movie credit is somewhat controversial. I happen to support it, but I understand that, you know, some people don't like that. The movie credit was kind of a loss leader. I mean, about the only thing where we give, where they, the state writes a check back. Please answer it. The state writes a check back to people for their overall investment. We don't do that with tax incentive. We're saying if you invest in a brownfield and you clean this area up and you repurpose the building, we'll lower your taxes in the future for 10 years or so. And so we're still getting half a loaf. 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. And we're competing in a global economy where they can go somewhere else and perhaps pay next to nothing. So, we're trying to reach out. We're trying to get the message. And, of course, trying to reach out to the Senate. You know, if your listeners, if you could talk to your legislator in the Senate, it's the Senate and the House now that have to consider the budget. And I'm hoping that they'll put the stops on this and retain these vital economic development tools so that we can continue to compete and win. You know, Cheryl, Lansing, Michigan is the number one fastest growing economy in the state, the seventh fastest growing in the nation. And we use these tools. Without these tools, why would a business person come in and take a risk on an old building or an old contaminated site? They turned these sites and they made them profitable. Otherwise, they're underwater. They're upside down. You're not going to have the investment and you're not going to have the jobs.
Well, you put it very well. I mean, you lay it out there, and that's what I love about talking to you. And I am going to ask the governor that question. Trust
Great.
Me, I am going
Great.
To ask him that question, and I'll let you know what the answer is. Mayor Virge Bonero, I always appreciate your time so much. Thank you for speaking with us
this
evening.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Cheryl.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Been speaking with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.